Christ is risen.
He's risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Throughout this sermon today, we're going to have some of those lovely cue words that you all love so much. So when I say, Jesus did that, I need you to say, wow, that's impossible. Can you do that for me?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a very difficult way. Christ is risen. I get a big, he's risen indeed. Jesus did that. Wow, that's impossible. Jesus did that. Wow, that's impossible. Brilliant. Well done, guys. I wonder if I was asked you to pick any image to represent Easter, which one you would pick. How many people in this room would pick a cross? Okay. I'm looking at your Sunday school leaders now, guys. How many of you would pick an Easter egg or chocolate? Oh, there's a few more hands there. Oh, Rachel. How many of you would pick a tomb? That's about three or four. I mean, tombs don't look great on necklaces, if I'm honest. I mean, you could go for a ring kind of thing, but that's a different story involving hobbits. The story of Jesus is one that has been symbolized by the cross for many years. From 200 AD, the idea of the cross was in the Christian idea. And I want to challenge that a little bit this Easter Sunday. However, seeing as so many of you picked chocolate, I feel that I need to play with you a little bit. Who wants some chocolate?
Me.
Okay. Right. Come to the front if you want some chocolate. We might not have enough for everybody. Can you do that for me, Yvonne? No, you're not allowed to eat this chocolate yet. Okay, so Nick's now going to take us through the reading this morning.
The reading is from John chapter 20, verses 1 to 18. And I want you to try and imagine that you're Mary as I read this. Imagine that you are Mary. Are you sitting comfortably? Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They've taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but did not go in. Then Simon Peter came along behind him and went straight into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the cloth that had been wrapped around Jesus' head. The cloth was still lying in its place, separate from the linen. And finally, the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went inside. He saw and believed, though they still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to where they were staying. Now Mary stood outside the tomb crying. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white seated where Jesus' body had been, one at the head and the other at the foot. They asked her, "Woman, why are you crying?" They've taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they've put him." At this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not realize that it was Jesus. He asked her, "Woman, why are you crying? Who is it you're looking for?" Thinking he was the gardener, she said, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've put him, and I will get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned towards him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said, "Do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, "I've seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks,
Nick. Who still has their sweet, their chocolate? Has anybody eaten it? Who's going to own up to it? Charles, youth leader added to the list. Can we have the first slide on, Andy? So, seeing as we're thinking about chocolate, I decided to see how can we talk about the gospel with M&Ms? How hard can that be? And if you look really carefully at your egg, you'll see a tiny little M on it. Right? Can everyone see it? Does anyone wish they'd had a piece of chocolate now? There's a tiny little M on it. You can get some more out if you like. I mean, yeah, by all means. Jesus doesn't endorse M&Ms. There are other brands available. Get that out of the way. Okay, so next slide. So we're going to talk about the gospel in the way of M&Ms. So the first letter on there should be M. M is for Messiah or man. Because this is what his disciples believed. Jesus was the Messiah. But other people said he was just a man. Now, the word Messiah, next slide, is a really strange word. But there was this big chasm between us and God. Charles explained this on Friday where he said only people who went into the back of the temple could meet with God. There was a chasm between us and God. And the Messiah was coming to bridge that gap, to bridge over that canyon, because we couldn't do it on our own. I mean, you could try running and jumping. It's not going to end well. Jesus was coming to be the bridge. He was coming to set his people free so that they might be with God and in a relationship with God. But people said, was he a man or was he the Messiah? And so I've got some questions. And whoever gets my questions right might get another sweet. Okay. So, first picture. Man or Messiah? This is our chest. You have to tell me whether you think he was human or the Messiah. First question, Andy. Okay. So this looks like sick people. What's the question? That's better. Who can heal the sick? Who can heal the sick? Generally. Go on, there's one up here. Who can heal the sick? Man or Messiah? Can the man do it? Can doctors do it?
No.
They can. Doctors can heal sick people. You can have a sweet anyway.
Yeah.
Go on, Andy. What's our answer? What's the answer? Ah, humans can. Human doctors can heal the sick. But there's a but, isn't there? Without medication. Who can heal the sick without medication? Only the Messiah. You can have a sweet as well. Superb. Next question. Oh, what's this one? So this is somebody who's died. This is somebody who's died. What's the question? Who can raise the dead? Whoa, Bethany. Ah, Bethany's up over here. Really quick. Go on then, you two. Go on then. Take a sweet each. I'm going to run out of sweets at this rate. Who can do it? The Messiah. Well done. Next question. Oh. What's that? Who can predict the future? Who can predict the weather? There's one down here. Go on then. Who can predict the weather? The future?
Messiah.
Oh, can man do it though? Can man predict the weather?
Human as well.
Humans can do it as well. Yep, that's right. But you can have a sweet. But there's a but on this question too. Who can predict the future 30 years in advance? Only the Messiah. There we go, you can have a sweet as well. Quick, quick. Who? Next question. Who fulfilled over 200 prophecies? Ooh!
Yay, finally.
There we go. The Messiah, they said. And our survey says... Ding! Next question. Who can forgive only the things God has the right to forgive? Go on.
The Messiah
can only forgive the things that have been done wrong to God is the right answer. Go on then, take one. Quick, quick. There we go. We're all sweeted out. Who could do all these things?
The Messiah.
Thank you, everybody. That clears it up. So, Moving on. Next slide, please. Who did these things? Jesus. Jesus did that? Wow, that's impossible. Oh, you was asleep then, weren't you? Jesus did that? Wow, that's impossible. I wonder how many of us have lost something valuable in our lives. I wonder what that looks like when you lose something valuable. So, we have sweets here. And we all like these sweets, don't we? But what happens if I take them away and say you're not allowed them anymore? Is that sad? No, I think it's sad. When I was a young child, I once got a brand new tractor toy. I loved my tractor toy, but it didn't get as far as the bus stop before I lost it. Oh, it's very sad. But there's also other kinds of loss. I lost my granddad once upon a time. And my granddad was like a father to me. And when granddad died, all of that time I'd spent with him, all of my hopes for the life I was with him, that died too. And that's really difficult when we lose someone we love, because it feels like hope is taken away from us sometimes. And that's probably how our disciples felt today. They'd had the Messiah, they'd had all these miracles that they'd seen him do, and then he was taken away from them. He died. The Messiah's not supposed to die. It made them feel really... Come on, guys, it made them feel really... Sad. We got a sad face? Keep going. There we go. Made them feel just like this man here. Really sad. But then, 3 days later... 3 days later, do you see that? The M&M, we've rotated the M&M. 3 days later, the impossible happened. Now, this is, I know what you're thinking, what do you mean by impossible? This is not eating a sugar donut without licking your lips. And it's not being able to lick your elbow. This is something far more impossible than that. So, what, from Yvonne's story today, we know that the disciples turned up at the tomb. And there they found, so Mary turned up at the tomb, and it was supposed to be sealed. It was supposed to be a place where Jesus had been left. It should have been safe and secure like this. Everyone read? Yep, sweets are still in there. It should have been safe and secure. And yet, when she got there, the stone had been moved, and the body had gone. Can you imagine how that felt? To see the stone move, to see the body gone. Can I have some helpers, please? Some children helpers? I'm thinking, yeah, there we got one. Doesn't matter how many. I mean, you know, I've put my favourite thing in here. I've put my sweets in here. And we expect them to be in here, right? Because we've put them in here. Everyone expect them to be in here? You sure?
Yeah.
And all they were left with was the grave clothes. How does that make you feel? Okay, guys, no touchy-touchy. How does... We have an angel guarding the tomb. How many of us, what do we feel about the sweets now? Are we amazed by the trick?
Yeah.
Are we surprised by the trick?
Yeah.
Are we sad that the sweets have gone?
Yeah.
Do we really just want the sweets to come back and hope the vicar gets on with this quicker?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesus was gone. Jesus did that. Wow, that's impossible. So our next slide. Keep going. Is W for wow and for witnesses. What are you guys now to this trick? You're a witness to this. So these children have now witnessed that something special has happened here. And so that was the case with Mary and the disciples. We have the next slide. So the question I have for you today, and this is one for you to have a quick discussion with yourselves, is What do you think the disciples expected to find? What was the problem and what happened next? Quick buzz amongst yourselves. What do you think the disciples expected to find, guys? A tomb? Do you think they expected Jesus' body?
Yeah.
Was it alive or dead?
Alive.
Alive. So you think they expected to find Jesus? So they expected to find Jesus' body in the tomb because it was sealed and locked. But that's not the real problem. The problem is the Messiah wasn't supposed to die. They expected to find the dead body. Mary had come to look after his body. And despite all those miracles, they hadn't got it. They were expecting to find a dead man. But verse 9 says they still didn't understand the scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. The disciples walked away disappointed. Are you going to walk away from these sweets disappointed, believing you're not going to get them again? No. That's really interesting, isn't it? Do you believe I can bring the sweets back?
Yeah.
See, they believe. And this is the problem. The disciples didn't believe at this point that Jesus had risen from the dead. Their hope had been lost. But what I want to say is that hope begins here. Every time I pick up this container, you think that I'm going to bring those sweets back, don't you? You think they're going to do that. If I was to do this, and then you were going to put all these clothes on top, push down really hard on there. Push, 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 push. And let go. And for those who didn't know, because the kids swarmed, the sweets are back. Jesus did that. Jesus showed he had the power to overcome even death. Jesus did that. Wow, that's impossible. Next slide. And that is the story of Easter. See the M&M again? See what we did there? Hey, hey. Next slide. Jesus is the bridge to God. Jesus is hope stretched out for eternity on the cross. Paul says, if Christ had not been raised from the dead, our faith is for nothing. And we are still in sin, separated from God. He died the death of a man, but only the Messiah can rise again. And that's the story of the first Easter, that Jesus died on the cross to create the bridge so we could come to the Father. But he rose so that we would believe and have the faith to have the courage to cross it every single day. Who did all of those things? Jesus. All of those things Jesus did. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He predicted the future. He fulfilled the prophecies. He could forgive the things only God could forgive. He died, was walking and talking 3 days later, and was seen by hundreds of people. Jesus did that. Wow, that's impossible.